beside me so that I could translate. And he began to speak to the group of 20 Americans and the other 40 of his brothers here in Kuzi. My story starts when I was 6 years old. I lived in the town of Kingua, and my older brother abandoned me on the streets. I spent my time on the streets. I went wherever I wanted and did whatever I wanted to do. 2 years later, when I was 8, I came to the town of Yungay. I found my brother here, but he abandoned me again. I continued to live on the streets until one day I met a lady named Liz. She approached me and asked me where my family was. I told her that my mom, my dad, and my brother had abandoned me, and I didn't have any family. She was the one that told me about Kuzi, and eventually I came here. I lived here for a couple years, but it was really hard for me to get used to life here with all the rules. They were hard to follow. And after a year or two, I began thinking about leaving and going back to the streets. I convinced myself that the freedom I had on the streets was something that was good for me. So I left. I went back to down to Yungay, and I began to rob to make a living for myself. I also worked on a transport route going from Yungay to the town of Yanama on the other side of Wasserong. Sometimes I work all day and all night. I rented a room for myself in Yungay, but after the first month, I left without paying the landlord. I found other friends in the street, and we continued to steal. One day, my landlord found me and confronted me with what I owed him. I told him that I would pay him when I had the money, but I wasn't planning to ever pay him. Then the day came when I stole something and I was caught. I was taken to the police station. I told them it wasn't even me, even though I knew it was. I was there for a while, and then eventually they got in touch with Papa Anhal. They called him and asked him to come down. They wanted to send me back to Kuzi. Anhal came, but I did not want to come back here. They left me to think about it for 5 minutes, and I began to reflect on my life. I thought about where my life would end up if I didn't come back. I agreed to go. I've been back here for 1 year now, and I'm thankful for my family here in Kuzi. I ask you all to continue to pray for me tonight. I want to make the decision to give my life to Jesus. Miguel broke down in tears, along with many of us who were listening. We prayed with him and celebrated by breaking out the marshmallows to roast over the bonfire. What a beautiful story of God's redemption and the seed planted years ago that has finally come to bear fruit in Miguel's life. And what courage Miguel had to share the Holy Spirit's work in his life to serve a large group of people. This is that Miguel just shifted to the tip of the iceberg as he told us the heart for the pain and suffering that he has experienced. He has passed through some situations that would be hard for most of us to even fathom. But that is now all in his past. In Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new is come.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do it. day. We do not take them away the freedom that God gave them. I do understand, he says, but I really want to leave them here. See, I have a problem. I am a loose woman, and I know what it is to obey orders. However, this time I have been given an order which I cannot obey. He hesitated, then continued. See, aside from being a loose woman, I am also a mother. I have what you have an order to do. Take these bullets and disappear them. I understand, I replied, and looked at them. They came in the front door and ran out the back. We never saw them again. Recently, a 16-year-old boy came in to one of our centers with a very small boy. Would you give me a little chance to pass a little step forward? I told him just last night, I can't believe he's not been on the street long. I feel sorry for him, or I'm going to wait soon. Of course, we will keep him for us, one of our sex workers responded. You can come too, there is room for both of you. No, said the older boy. I am bad. If you knew me, you wouldn't want me. You say it, Mrs. Burroughs. This is a boy, this is only for boys like you. And bigger than both of me. We are all bad and unworthy of God's love. You do not know who you are talking to, interrupted the boy, then looking over his shoulder as he walked out onto the street. For me, it was too late. Carlos took the younger boy by the hand and walked towards the dining room with a very heavy heart.
I'm going to make a confession of Carlos. I'm going to come to the room to be in the crowd and be 7 years old. I picked up a lot of my students and teachers to send them on Amazon and take them to a government institution to make sure they're not going to be escaped. I'm going to talk to them in Colombia. They will be a long way to the room and was eventually jailed. We was on there to speak from heaven and back to the mother and make sure we were to teach us. When I picked up my girl from the street, we all knew we had to be back 12. He would take his card and found it hard to trust anyone. Over the next 2 years, he came to us more than times, yet believed it was for others, certainly not for him. And just recently, some of our staff came to his first week camp. At the campfire, the group of mostly Christian teenagers were invited to take a piece of wood off the wood pile and prayerfully put it into the fire, mentioning the family lives that needed forgiving. Then, after a long pause, the American stood up and walked over to the wood pile. He leaned over and picked up a huge armful of wood and stood there, tearing slowly down his face. That night, there was a dark and dark